Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noah from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Lads Podcast.
Oh, the Lads.
The Lads.
The Lads.
I've turned into a pommy, haven't I?
What's going on? What's going on over there, geezer?
Betty, cat's done a shit in
what
my
the
barrow.
Fuck's going on? Hey, Barney, there, welcome, mate. Welcome this morning. We are fucking bright and fucking early, bruh.
We are, mate. It's
Friday morning.
6 o'clock.
Well, yeah, it's 6 o'clock. I'm going to open the fridge. But guess what?
There's nothing in
it's
there.
It's fucking empty because it's too early. And I've got to go to work and you got shit to go on. And JR, Justin Ryder, you're back in the studio, bruh.
I am, mate. Thanks for the invite.
This is a special edition because we've got the opportunity to, and this episode is probably going to be called something like the Baja 1000, right?
Yep.
Because it's all about off-road racing this weekend. We've got some lads over in Mexico. Down in Ensenada.
Yeah, correspondents.
They are.
The sports correspondents.
The Baja fucking 1000 correspondents.
We've got to give them a title.
And Toto's going to be the taco correspondent.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Taco trier. Taco taster?
Did you see him on
and
the
taster.
On one of those? Did you see him on the, someone's
Real? Yeah.
Who's that? Is that some, like a cowboy bloody?
UFC guy.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Cowboys.
Toto's right. In with the action.
Yeah,
of course he is. Yeah. He'll be in deep with it.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do, and now I didn't even know if this is going to work. Now, these guys are all on the other side of the world in Mexico. We've hooked up the Starlink. JR's bringing Uncle Elon, and we're going to try and call the fuckers.
Let's do it.
Do you reckon that's the plan? Now, if it doesn't work, we're just going to hit pause until we fucking get them. So
yep.
Here we go. See if they're going to answer.
Live action.
Oh, it's ringing.
I reckon fourth ring.
Fourth? That's fourth. Two.
Three. This one.
Four. Oh.
Yo.
Hey! Welcome, Jai Rohn, to the Lads Podcast. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Here down in Ensenada, Mexico.
Fuck yeah, boys. It's actually Friday morning at 6 a.m. What the? What day? What time is it over there?
Okay, it's midday, spot on midday.
So we've got Toto here. It is Thursday midday.
Right.
Hello, Toto. Hey, Jai.
Hey, Toto. Hey. We got actually Good Justin Wright.
Barney, how are you?
Good.
Yeah,
we've also JR got a special too. Guest here.
We got
JR, how are you?
Yeah, we got Justin Ryder in the studio. Yeah. Yep.
How are you, boys?
Cool, we've got Scooter here as well.
Oh, happy birthday, hey, Scooter, up? For the other day, bros. How, you 21 again or something?
Yeah, mate, yeah, sort of. I felt like it for a bit there.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have, a big one, bruh?
A little big one.
That's a go. So, guys, this is going to be called something like the Baja 1000 special edition for the Lads Podcast. And thank you very much for joining us today. Fucking fill us in. What's been cracking over there, guys?
Well, we've spent the last 2 weeks actually pre-running, so checking the track out. Is just short of 1,000 miles this year in kilometres.
maybe over 1,500 kilometres.
Holy fuck.
And this is a loop this year, so sometimes they do a point-to-point. This year is a loop, so effectively starting in Ensenada and then finishing back in Ensenada. So there's a few speed zones, which will give some guys some respite, give some guys some time to refuel, maybe driver changes depending on the strategy.
Yep.
So effectively being pre-running in other vehicles like Can-Ams and the 6100 class is what we're running here, and getting ourselves ready, just getting mentally ready to go.
So there's 28 speed zones that vary from 37 mile to 60 mile. That's it. Speed zone.
Right. So that's, you're saying that's the distance of the speed zone, Toto?
No, that's the speed. They have to be 37 mile in X amount of speed zones,
yep,
and 60 mile in other speed zones. Yeah, you go over that and you get penalised.
Yeah, copy. Minutes. Copy. So 2 weeks, guys. So it's been a bit action-packed. Has there been anything going on, as in, or has it just been work, work, work?
There's been a fair bit of work, work, work. Scooter, we did a couple of late-night shifts when we're running down towards, what areas would you call it? San Catine?
Yeah, Catavinia. And then around to San Felipe. We had to change a transmission at Catavinia one afternoon into the night.
Yep.
And we ended up pulling up in San Felipe at 4 in the morning. And the boys kept running until like 4:30 they got in. So then we back into it the next day till I think midnight the next night.
Yeah.
11:30 it was actually.
Yeah, right.
And also burning a bit of midnight oil with either like Toby's been doing a bit of night prep. Paul's been doing a bit of prep. Probably can't talk too much on where the driver changes are.
That's good.
Going on, but the boys are doing a bit of night prep and day prep as well.
Yeah, I guess you need to, don't you? Because obviously this race being 1,500 kilometres. Tell me, when does it start and when does it sort of finish? It's over the weekend over there, or does it start Friday for you guys?
Starts on the Friday at 9 a.m. Mexico time.
Yep.
And I think the boys said they were hoping to be in by 3 o'clock in the morning if they have a good run. There is a bit of talk about some rain, so that could change it up a bit too. So who knows?
For 3 o'clock, your Saturday morning?
That's right. So we're talking about 18 hours.
18, yeah.
Some guys are doing Ironman. Brent Borman, he'll be doing the Ironman for the Navigator for Toby and Paul, as he has done last year. So he'll be doing his 18 hours on straight.
Wow.
So those guys have got some strategy there, which is really cool to see. But, like Scooter said, he's on the weather chart and there could be a little bit of
moisture.
Oh, you got a bit of forecast happening. Bit of raining.
Yeah, we have. There's a little bit of a low-pressure system forming off the coast. Sort of around LA, off the west coast there, and it's sort of today's a bit of a calm before the storm. They're looking like maybe a bit of rain coming in on the Saturday or late Friday night, which could make the entry back into Ensenada and the last few hundred miles a little bit tricky in the night.
So he's going to have to chuck the wet weathers on then.
Definitely.
Put the wipers
on the helmet. How's
the track looking? What's the cars holding up good then, obviously?
Yeah, the track is rough as ever. There's so many variables, as in sand, rocks, warped out sections for long periods, plenty of cacti, ball dust. I mean, Scoot, you were calling this race is like the mother of all the off-road series in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they said. It's the biggest off-road race in the world. So
it's pretty famous. Is it kind of like the grand final for everything that's been happening over there this year, as in you needed to qualify for this race?
It is the last race of the Score International race, yeah. The four races, 250, 500, 400,000.
Yeah, it's the big one.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
So you do have to have a race in or qualify in one of the other races to be able to compete in the in the 1000, which is like being Australian terms of Bathurst 1000. It's the mother of all races for this series. So,
yeah, nice. So obviously it's been jam packed. You guys have been over there for 2 weeks. Been seeing a bit of social media work there, Toto. You've been what's been going on, Toto? I've seen a bit of action from one of the is it the UFC guys?
He's been hanging out with Cowboy Cerrone. He dropped in here and wanted to see if any mad Aussies wanted to go to the local Mexican theme park there, and none of the others put their hand up, and I said, well, fuck, I'll go with you. And next minute, we're on some of the rides and some of the dodgiest engineering I've ever seen, and he bought tickets, we hopped on, and that was the end of that. I shit my dax.
Did ya?
Look, hey, we're all in there, the Monster Energy team, and I was there with them guys. It's literally a kilometre over the paddock here from where we're staying. They had a pretty mad festival on. Certainly different to our festivals and carnivals. So,
bit of an eye opener for you, bro.
Yeah. I think I touched cloth and had to come back and change my dad.
So have you? Being this is your first time in Mexico, there, Toto. Have you got any not barley belly? What do you call it over there? The Mexico mustache or something?
Taco tummy.
Very cautious of drinking bottled water, fellas, and not going near any of the tapped water. Keeping the hands clean and doing the best we can to stay fit and healthy.
Well done.
So we actually have been off the piss for 4 or 5 nights due to the fact of this is a big long race, and we've had a bit of a niggle, bit of a head sort of coldy thing. So, but all feeling good for tomorrow, and she's a big. She's going to be a big 18 hours, so we're all looking forward to it.
So, Toto, I'll go through the room a little bit. I'll start with you, Toto. What have you got any, responsibilities that you're in charge for, like as in the windscreen wiper guy or the washer bottle filler-upper?
They've put me in charge of 2 Mexicans, and we're running a Chevy 350, a chase truck, we've got our designated drop and checkpoints that we'll be running around the whole 1000 track.
Yeah, gotcha.
With the 2 Mexicans, so keep an eye on them. On the speaking Mexican over here for this run, and so I'm looking forward to it. We'll be towing a Can-Am as well and a trailer. So,
gotcha.
That's our rig set up.
Yeah, and will you be on your own there, Toto, or are you going to be with Scooter or Jai? Like, or are you guys going separate ways on race day, being such a big event?
I'm on my own with Alan and Julian, 2 Mexicans, three of us in the 1 truck. Yep.
Excellent. And you're going to have your own little important role to do, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
That's a go.
Fully kitted up with all the spares and spare tyres and...
And
all that action.
So, and Scooter's there, of course. Now, Scooter, you're a veteran to this sport now, aren't you, mate?
Oh, this is the end of my second year that I've done, so it is getting a lot easier. And the countryside, remembering the places, and because, you imagine coming here for the first time, it's pretty different.
Yeah.
And just starting to get to know the names of the towns and the kilometres and the highway kilometres where we go in on access roads and stuff, and... Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep.
So getting used to it.
Excellent, mate. And no doubt you've got some important roles to do as well with the team, because obviously this is a team sport. Like, you've got your drivers, you've got your navvies and whatnot, and it's a massive event. Like, it blows my mind. Like, we do think, obviously you guys know, how much it takes to do Fink over here in Australia, but I have no idea how much it takes to do the Baja 1000.
You don't even know how hard it's to do the bloody Don River Dash, mate. You get scared.
Listen to it. Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I think there's a trophy with my name on it, so I'll be right.
Yeah.
Take that.
Cop that.
Yeah, there's going to be a trophy with my fucking name on it tomorrow night, cunt.
Is there? That's the go.
Yeah, so that's sort of how it rolls.
Five, y'all.
Oh, was that Wheelie? Was that Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, I was I only just got the end there. That was Paul.
Yeah, he just come out of a meeting with the Joe Gibbs guys who build the engines, and we didn't think we'd grab him, but maybe he knows we're live, maybe not. But, anyway, back to you.
All right. Well, just pass on my best wishes to Paul too, please, from the team here, Justin, from Barney, and myself. Good luck and best wishes for the race, Paul.
Shiny side up.
Cool. Back to you, Scooter.
Yeah, we just, like Todd, I was saying, we just sort of basically support the truck all the way along, and we'll be at each pit stop and have all the spares in case there's things that need to be changed. So it's a long race. It's not one in the first 5 hours, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%, to win.
There's a lot can happen in that 1,500 kilometres, hey? Mm. Or 1,000 miles.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got a couple of questions while we've got Scoot on. Yep. So logistically, so when does like the car and that sort of stuff get sent over? Like, what are we talking? Like, when did the whole lot of this start getting shipped over there?
It's already over.
Oh, the car stays in.
Oh,
it stays
there.
Over here.
Oh, just lives there.
Yeah. Yep.
Paul, Fabian, and I, and the boys, we just fly over for each race.
Yep.
So the car gets prepped at Mason. That's where they build the trucks. Yep. They do an excellent job.
Are any of those guys on hand for you guys throughout the race?
Yeah, we have Andrew with us this race. He's been staying here with us and doing the whole. Yeah, he's the main man, and then Joe, our crew boss, he's all over it as well. So
yeah.
We don't do too much to it.
Obviously, for a co-driver navigator's role, is if there is any problems, they pretty much are communicating quite well to you guys as a team, and also, you know, the crew at Mason as well, to see if they can work out any technical difficulties.
Yeah, we have a live chat thing that everybody can see. So the helicopter relays a lot of stuff during the day via radio.
Yep.
And then we use some other ways to WhatsApp and what have you to text. So.
Yep. The qualifying guys, you're at P3?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Run us through the qualifying.
Tight, yeah.
Yeah, run us through that day. Was that yesterday for you guys?
Yesterday. Yep. Tuesday it was here, so yep. 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
We were first off the line there, and Toby set a red-hot pace there at 4 minutes 30 point something.
Yep.
And then had it for a bit, and then a couple of the other guys came through and beat Toby, our time by bugger all, Christopher put a 3 second gap on us, but that's all right. The boys are happy to start in third. It's sometimes harder to lead than it is to they got to set the pace out front, and there's things on the track that get put there and this and that, and so the dust is a problem, but hey, Toby's driven through dust before, so
yeah, definitely,
that's all good.
And I'm sitting in the studio here with JR, and I know he, as a driver, he actually drives quite fast when he's chasing someone, so it can be a benefit not to start first because you've got that dust trail, but the opposite is you've got the dust to deal with.
Yeah, they might cop a bit of weather, and that might settle it down a bit too, so
for sure it'll be interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So the weather could play a bit of a card game with it, and otherwise you seem. And how's Toby going? How's his head at? It's all good.
Ah, he's standard, just red hot.
Just, yeah,
you know, fucking nothing bothers him. You know,
yeah,
that's how he rolls, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw he broke something. Then he had to fix it. Was that right?
Ah, yeah, it was a bit of a G up. But,
That's the go.
Yeah, we just had a transmission fail, and
get him on the tools.
Get in and, you know,
yeah.
Toby's not sitting in the car waiting; he's in there helping, so he loves it.
Yeah, that's the go. It's a team sport, team effort. Yeah. Everyone gets in there involved. Well done. And Jairone, what's your?
We're only a small team.
Yeah,
we're only a small team, but as Brent says, we're a small team but mighty.
How many in total are you talking? Like, as in 10, 12, 15?
I think it's our core team normally at most of the run about 9, I think.
Yeah.
Because we have two or three Mexicans always run with us because driving around over here, you know, you need your translator, and the boys, they know this is their backyard, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Someone says go to this point, before we've seen the map, they're going, yep, we're on the way, you know.
Yep, yep.
So it's local really knowledge. Handy, Carlos and... Yeah, Carlos, Alan and Julian, they're bloody red hot, so we got a good...
Is there a lot of geographical issues, as in, you know, you haven't got a major highway beside the racetrack? Have you got some parts of that track where you're like, fuck, I hope we don't break down here because the help or the recovery is pretty tight or pretty hard?
Yeah, it's hard, yeah. Like the other day, we had to go in and get that pre-runner when it broke down. And how far did we go in, like 15 miles or something, was it, sort of thing?
Yeah, it was about 15 miles or some... pretty terrible country, bulldust, tight, cactus.
Trees and shit.
Yeah, and had to drop a fair bit of air out of the truck tires. It's full loaded with tools to try and recover the 6100, but we did it successfully.
Yeah.
It was good.
Got back to the hotel and in the hotel car park ripped the gearbox out.
Mm. 2 hours later we got the new 400 in the car and ready to go.
So we left there at 11 o'clock and then drove around the rest of the way around to San Felipe and into bed by about 4. So that was good.
Mm, nice. So the lead up to the race now, obviously you said it's starting your Friday, which is obviously next tomorrow for you guys.
Yeah.
It's just really now the calm before the storm, like you said, eh?
Yeah, we're just walking around here, prepping everything, double-checking everything. All the tools, the spares, the oils, the fuels in the trailers and Can-Am's full of fuel, all that stuff, you know, just double-checking everything.
Yep.
And a nice, easy afternoon.
And do they do the normal sort of staging before the race as they drive over the... Is they got a stage?
Yeah. Yep. Like they... So today we did tech and they drive over the same stage. Tomorrow morning that'll start on that stage. And it's actually starting from town where normally they've been starting from there as what they call a ceremonial start.
Yeah.
And then it would sort of convoy out to the ranch out there and Rancho Nelson, and then they'd send it from there. That's where the timing would start.
Yeah. How far is that? Is that a couple of miles out of town, is it?
Yeah, I think it's like 20 miles or something.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. You know, it's up, yeah, where we did the qualifying yesterday.
Yep. And that's that's a good little start for the truck, as in to warm up everything, isn't it? Gearbox, driveline, engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so, but tomorrow it starts straight off into the wash and down through all the shit. And the boys don't like the start of this one that much because it's literally shit. And people everywhere. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is it bull dust? When you call it wash, is that the bull dust that you're talking about?
No, it's where it's actually sandy, gravelly, really. It's where when it really rains, monsoonal rains and that, it really, really washes and rips down those. A bit like the Don River is dry most of the time.
Yep.
And this is sort of the same. They're pretty much dry all the time until the wet season comes, and then they that's where the water runs out to the ocean.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So logistically with this race too, so being a loop now, so that's obviously a lot easier to pack up and you don't have to take everything down to the other end a thousand miles away. So that'd be a bit easier for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the first race I did was in 23, which was 1,000. It was a point-to-point from La Paz back up to Ensenada. And, yeah, we had to, you know, take everything down there, as you said. And we all worked our different areas. And then we run the whole race back up. And that was over 1,000 miles, that race. That was like, I can't remember now, 1,100 miles or something. But this race is, it's a lot easier being a loop. So.
Yep.
Yep. So how many times in that loop is, you know, I don't want to talk too much strategy or anything, but you got to fill that big truck up. That big girl's thirsty, right? So are we talking 3 fuel stops, or is that something you don't want to talk about because there's a strategy there?
Oh, yeah, look, we won't talk too much about it, but 3 or 4.
Yeah, and, yeah.
They all use similar amount of fuel, but they don't mind a bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Under there drinking,
there's a few,
you know?
Ponies. They sound amazing. Now, no doubt in that Mexico desert, when you've got those big trucks running around, like we hear them out here at Fink in the desert, and they sound fucking amazing. But, you know, over there, that must be a totally different feeling. Jai, you've been out in the desert a lot. Is that something that when you go to Mexico, it's a totally different atmosphere, a totally different sound?
Yeah, for these trucks it is. And talking to Toby, he says when he sits in this truck and starts it, he hasn't ever sat in a truck that just sounds, vibrates so much, has the best note, and it just sounds angry and it's ready to go. Yeah. So when this thing fires, it's really hard not to get excited.
Not to get a little stiffy, eh?
So, hey, now, yeah, and I mean, there's definitely some Mason trucks that have been running the Fink this year with a similar style. But I mean, these are all built just over the border here, and they're test running and they're pre-running, and they're working on the next generation series as well, which is a probably watch this space into the new year that Mason Motorsports have been posting about. So,
yep.
And the Gen 2 is definitely going to have some different configurations. So,
But the sound that you must hear out in the desert there in Mexico must be pretty off its head.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're coming through, I mean, chasing, there's a different job to do, but, being a spectator out there, I believe right in that early wash, we heard this morning that they have built this jump, which is typically the same jump, as they start, but they put a little bit more dirt on it. And then a little bit more dirt on it, and then they've added some more dirt on it. So they're going to be in full launch mode, I believe, first up in the morning, which is about your 3 a.m. You might see these trucks start to take off. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Scooter's got to run.
Right, thanks. Cheers. Thanks, Scooter. Thanks for your time, bruh. Okay. Thanks, heaps. And good luck with everything over the weekend, mate.
Tacos have got him.
So the boys are, look, I mean, today's just pack down day. All the chase trucks are getting ready. As we said, we start to go through the plan of the strategic spots where we need to be. There's some time critical spots, some critical paths. There's areas where we can't even go to a service station to fuel up, so we need to ensure that every chase truck, every vehicle has got fuel and all that stage just in all of the pre-runners as well. So
yeah, awesome. Good. Awesome. No, that's bloody good. And obviously you guys are going to be hanging around at the race and then hopefully some really good celebrations afterwards. What's your plan for over there? You guys hanging around for a bit or is it back to business for you guys?
Look, I mean, once we take home first place here this year, we're going to be cracking a few tinnies, I reckon, and maybe a few shoeies as well.
Couple of tequilas.
Toto, I want you to drink out of Toby's shoe, mate.
You know I will.
Actually, there's a good question for Jai. How confident are you sending Toto away with two Mexicans unsupervised? like where are we at with that?
Not at all, Barney. Confidence level is low.
That's what I wanted to hear. Right out. You enjoy that. I can't wait to hear those stories.
The only reason Todd's with the Mexicans is because he can speak better English. They're calling him the leader, but we'll see.
I reckon Toto.
I'm good with numbers.
Yeah.
I'm good with numbers.
You fit right in, Toto. I'm kind of jealous I'm not over there with you, lads, because it'd be a fucking awesome event to be at. Yeah. So well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
You just got to sponsor the car to come.
Oh, here he is. He's still hanging around like a bad smell. Paulie. Yeah.
The boss is cutting laps, ensuring that everyone's doing what they need to do. We're getting looked at. We're all prepped.
Paulie swoops in like a magpie and just has a little squawk and then pisses off, does he?
He does, mate. Yeah. That's boss's job.
Cutting rounds.
Yeah. So he's going to be riding me tomorrow. I'm going to be jumping in on the F-250 and I'll be chasing the guys and shifting the drivers from pit to pit while Todd and Scooter in their support vehicles and Joe, the team The team boss will be all going into different locations, so we all have our jobs to do. We'll overtake each other at different times, and we've definitely all got critical path jobs to get this thing right. But on a pit stop, these guys, if they will take on about 50 gallons in 15 seconds.
That's impressive, eh?
Yeah, that's a lot of
fuel. That's pressurized. Yeah. That's pressurized. To get in there that fast, it's obviously pressurized, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, far out.
All pressurized. So obviously they can a lot more, but that's an average speed of that fuel flow. So so if the truck needs oil, they'll put a bit of fast oil in it, like you would see on a quick moto pit, where you just jam the fuel cell down into it. They'll do that with the engine oil, or any other fluids.
Yep.
They'll be monitoring all of the tyre pressures. We'll be looking to do strategic re-racks if the guys need a tyre change. So typically when if they need to do a tyre change out in the field, they'll grab a tyre off the back.
Yep.
The tyre that's flat, they just leave that in the paddock and they keep on marching.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And the truck is looking fucking sexy as fuck.
Amazing, isn't it?
The decals, the actual overall view of the Red Bull truck, it looks amazing.
Looking at it at the moment, it's really hard not to just have a smile on our face and get super excited. And then when they hit that key, well, there's no key. When they hit that button, that start button, oh my, oh yeah.
You might have to send us a little clipper to that. Oh, the phone right down next to the exhaust.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there's a job for you, lads. Send us a clip of maybe Toto sitting in there starting it up. And the smile. I want to see the smile. So we'll put that on our socials if you can arrange that.
I highly doubt it, but we'll see.
He's not allowed in. Toto's not allowed in.
It's a no-go zone for Toto.
I've been unable to put my ass in any of them seats in that one yet.
Oh, so no.
Yet. Yet.
Yeah, right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right, there's a yet there.
Well, so maybe after the race, eh? Maybe you're allowed to touch it after the race.
Maybe. We'll see. I'll reserve my right.
And congratulations too, Jai. It looks really good with the Black Cat symbol on the side. So well done on that too, bruh.
Yeah, mate, we're super excited to support Paul and his team, mate. They put a good show together. Second in the championship. They've been pushing hard all year and putting it together. And as you know, JR in motorsport, there's just sometimes you just need that tiniest little bit of luck to come your way, and we'll see how we go this round. As Scooter said before, it's a long race. The race is the race won't start until, you know, race mile 600, 650, really, and that's where they're really going to start understanding that strategy and putting the boot into it if required. So apart from that, it's getting the truck through those pit stops and through those stages and getting the driver changes right and go from there.
So in the last 300 miles, say, is there any gnarly shitty zones that they kind of wish that was at the start of the race? Or is the back end of the race a bit more forgiving?
I would suggest same. There's some shitty passes in the front section. Like Scooter was saying, we call it the wash, but it's effectively the river. So it's like a Don River. If you stopped in a two-wheel drive, you'll get bogged in it. The four-wheel drives are a little bit better.
Yeah.
But there's a fair few sections of washes. Then you get into your really hard, bull dusty, whoopy sections. You get into your rock crawling stuff, where that'll cut tyres. You'll get the Mexicans shifting what you had as a rock check on your left side. That rock will then be on your right side if you're leading. So sometimes strategically it's not as good to lead. There can be cattle on the track. There can be civilians on the track. There can be all sorts of stuff. Hence why it's important to have a chase chopper through the day. Mm. The night time is you get what you get.
Oh, fuck. Imagine coming across.
The night time is, that's a whole different level, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. These guys would be tapping out. I think they hit around that 100 and... Jeez, I'd have to check 130-odd mile, 140 mile, and I think after that they sort of start getting, their eyes start shaking and they can't really see a lot, getting hammered, maybe a little bit fast, I'm not sure, but 1,100 ponies under there, naturally aspirated.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a beast. She's a good-looking beast too.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's to go. Well done, guys. Well, any other questions, JR?
JR, you got any?
I've got a quick question. Obviously, you guys are third off the line tomorrow. What's the interval? Is it 3 seconds as per the qualifying gap, or is it like a 30-second interval?
1 minute intervals, JR. So that's where we'll be looking at the race. And as the trucks are going through, we're going to have physical times and corrected times that we may pass back to Toby and Paul or Brent more in particular. That then they'll form their strategy. So 1 minute intervals. So
yeah, gotcha.
That's where we're off the line.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And nice. You guys,
you'll be able to tune in. Guys, you'll be able to tune in on YouTube. There will be some live in-car footage that will be on YouTube. And there's some really good guys, a guy called Fishgistics on Instagram that gives either half hourly or hourly updates on, and he puts together some really good stuff, so you can follow him there. Score International may give you a bit of tracking and live feed and is it Race Ready? What is that app, Todd?
Redefined. Yeah, Redefined.
We'll give you some work there.
So
I've
just grabbed our Spanish mate Carlos, who's going to say a quick bit of Spanish. Mexican.
Bring Carlos on.
Our Mexican. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Correspondent.
Hola, mucho gusto. Soy Carlos desde aquí de Ensenada, México. Y estamos apoyando al equipo australiano y pues echarle todas las ganas del mundo para poder ganar este championship y pues que se vaya el campeonato para Australia.
My wheel fell off that one. So,
I have no idea. I heard.
I can't. We've got another special guest here.
Yeah.
Mick from...
Okay. No, this is... all right, we've... any other questions there, gentlemen?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys. I was waiting for Carlos to do some more.
Yeah. So, actually, what did Carlos say?
Yeah, what did he say?
I think he said, welcome to the lads' podcast.
Right. Yeah, he did. Might be the new intro.
Yeah, he did. Did you say welcome to the lab? This is welcome to the lab podcast in
Mexico.
Mucho gusto al podcast de Australia.
Toto, that's what. I was going
to
say
18 hours of live action, fellas. So there's plenty for you guys in Australia to be watching, and
absolutely.
These guys are going to be pushing it pretty hard. So
yeah,
mate,
absolutely.
It's one to watch. If we bring this thing home, this is there's going to be a few beers to be had.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll share around all those channels that you talked about, especially the YouTube live feed.
Yep.
And we'll try and get some.
And what was the name of that Instagram guy again that you were talking about? Fish.
Fish.
Yeah, I've
Fish
got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
JR's
got
it.
Fish sticks.
Right. Yep. Done.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Righto. Very well, we might sign off, lads. Enjoy your Mexico Baja 1000. Safe travels. And you know what? It's just send all of our loves from here, from Australia and from the Lads Podcast Studio over to Toby and Paul and Brent, and you know, hope the race goes well for all of you lads.
Yep. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, best of luck, boys.
Thanks very much, gentlemen. Thanks, fellas.
And thanks, Todd and Jai and Scooter for your time this morning, or your afternoon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to do it without you lads as well, so thanks a heap, lads.
Yeah, and looking forward to talking to you once it's done.
Righto, getting those tacos, boys.
See you, amigos.
See you later, amigo.
See you,
bye.
See you, bye. Righto. Fuck, that was pretty cool, eh?
That was awesome.
Absolutely. So they've got the same weather over there. That's a bit of rain coming in as well.
Well,
so
yeah.
Raining here. Our
listeners, if you can hear some background staticky, crappy noise, we've just got... it's pissing down rain in the studio, and it's probably coming through on the microphones because I can hear it.
It'd be right.
Yep.
put you to sleep.
Righto. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us again in the Lad Studio. This is a bit of a special edition for the Baja 1000, just simply because it's happening live. The boys start pretty much, what do you say, our 3 o'clock Saturday morning?
Our
3 a.m. So that's 9 o'clock their time, Mexico.
Yeah. I think that's what they said. Yep. Yeah. So we'll share that around. I'll drop this morning, this episode, so it'll be out in about an hour's time, just so everyone can get around it and get amongst it. So thanks, JR, for coming in, especially for bringing your Starlink. It's out there getting wet,
the
battery, because we couldn't do that phone call without the Starlink. With the cloud cover we've got today, I think our data would be just up to shit. But anyway, so good. And Kai also is in the studio. He's got no microphone, but
he can't talk.
He wanted to join in as well.
We shushed him.
Thanks, Barney, for coming in early.
My pleasure.
You're off to get some fucking bike oil and some filters.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I've got to service the bike. JR would normally just sell it and get a new one, but I've got to service it. And then taking the Dado in.
Taking the Dado in today, this morning?
She's finally back getting started again.
Yeah, so. And we're off to do the shoot and vlog this weekend tomorrow.
We are.
That's if the rain doesn't
weather
give us,
permitting.
Yep.
We may be doing other fun stuff if the weather doesn't permit.
If we're not doing shooting, we're doing shot glasses.
Might be able to watch something else.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's going to be a weekend. Yeah.
I wonder if we can't sit in the vault and
enjoy it.
And like live stream.
Oh, live stream it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yeah. Reckon. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, guaranteed opening hours, isn't it?
I've got keys. Righto, I think that's us, guys. So thank everyone for joining us again. Thanks, JR. It's been fucking amazing.
Thanks, boys.
I'm trying to find the button here, but I'm all over the show.
You've got nothing.
No, I don't. Righto, I'm the stiff man. I'm out of here.
See you, bye.
See ya.
Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest.